Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the, on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show. It's pretty much of a train wreck most days. Today especially so. But you can see it on the Facebook live stream. Welcome to my world. And even my ducky fell off here. It's just a mess today. Anyway, Facebook live stream. Go to the Big Woolly 105.5 Facebook page. Vote in that poll. This is really important. I can't tell you what. The question is very simple. That is, should the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page display the hateful post regarding Charlie Kirk along with the names of those people here in the Valley and their employers? Vote yes or no. Because of our phone system challenges today, no prize package. We can't give away a prize package. And because of our phone system challenges, we can't do Dimitri Graffiti. So my apologies, because I know I promoted this shamelessly and now can't do it. But we do have on my iPhone, state-of-the-art, not even state-of-the-art, it's an iPhone 13 Pro, which is still pretty good. Richard Bazzi we had on earlier. My God, this is Big Willie himself. Big Willie, sorry for all the screw-ups. How you doing this morning, sir?
Man, I'm heartbroken. I'm devastated because of the no Dimitri Graffiti. It's this morning. I look forward to it now. I think it's the best part of the show besides when I'm on and when you sign off. That's the other part of the show. I'm like, anyhow, I'm just joking. Anyhow, Dimitri Graffiti, I don't know why everybody don't use it because it's the best platform just to say something that's on your mind or get it out there. Plus, the Macho Man's on there. I love the Macho Man. You know, that's a great impression. Anyhow, I'm glad we can. I got confirmation that people can hear me just now on the radio, so that's a good thing. But this Charlie Kirk thing and these people calling him out on the and saying these hateful things and that's what he was about. You know what I mean? The turning point. You know, bring out. It doesn't have to be your truth. It doesn't have to be his truth, my truth, or anybody's truth. It's just his opinion, and it's him trying to, you know, bring people together. He wasn't a racist. He wasn't a homophobic person. I don't think he was anything, but he has his Christian beliefs, and all the Christians believe certain things, and everybody has their own opinion. But for somebody to go online and say, well, I can't say nothing because I'll get in trouble, or, oh, I'm going to say he's a bad person or a racist, and cheer on that this guy got killed at 31 years old with two little kids and a wife, no matter what you think about anybody. I mean, maybe Saddam Hussein, okay, he was pretty bad. You know, I don't think I cheered about it. Was I relieved about somebody like that? Yes. Charlie Kirk, he wasn't killing anybody. You know, he wasn't somebody like that. So why would you cheer that on? Especially if you're such a unique person at a unique position as a social worker, you know, the only thing unique about you is I think you sneaked up on Facebook or Twitter and you put this unique message up and you're fighting your bacilleros to be fired. You can't be a social worker and post stuff like that. It's just plain and simple. There's no free speech when you hold a position that you hold. And you go and blast somebody and cheer on somebody getting murdered on live stream and say, hey, this is great. You know what I mean? That's just ridiculous. I would never say that about anybody, my worst enemy. Everybody has feelings. There's kids without a dad now. So I think some of these leftist people that are saying this, I don't see one Republican or anybody on the right saying it, but these people are just out of their minds. And I was on Facebook looking at some of my friends and some of my family, and they're like, well, I don't want to say nothing. Well, don't hold that energy back now. You know what I mean? Why are you going to, if you're going to say you're not going to say nothing, then just don't say nothing at all. It's almost like silent prayers on Facebook. What am I praying for? Hey, I got something coming up. Silent prayers and don't ask questions. Well, what the hell am I going to say? Dear Lord, I don't know what I'm praying for, but just throw it out there. All right, anyhow, I just don't get it. They should be fired. There should be repercussions for anybody that talks that rudely about somebody that got murdered. We don't know what's going on. There's AI-generated stuff out there. That's the problem, I think, with the whole world right now. I think everybody's against left, right, this, that, but nobody can come to a happy medium. You can have your beliefs. We have a voting system, but there's no reason for the shootings. And let's look back in history at the people that tried to bring the country together and who got assassinated. I think the first one would be Lincoln, and then you go to Robert Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, Gandhi, Malcolm X, who else? Martin Luther King, John Lennon, Charlie Kirk. When's it stop? When does it stop? Whether you like Trump or not, he's making moves that the majority of the people that voted that got him in office that want the same ideas as Donald Trump, and that's what we're shooting for. And, well, I shouldn't say shooting for, but that's what he's going for. So you're not going to like his decisions. But if you look back at Bill Clinton and some of the videos, he was talking about mass deportation and illegal immigrants, and they're hurting our jobs, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, they all said to Barack Obama, there's proven videos online that they all said the same thing. So get over it. It's been a problem for years. It's always been a problem. I don't know what they keep crying about. If the Democrats have said it, the Republicans have said it. So what? It's just these people have nothing better to do but sit in their mama's basement. They might get paid from somebody like Soros, and they go out and stir the people up. And all these people that are the wacko jobs, staying at McDonald's and standing in the middle of the road and blocking traffic, and then cry about getting hit by a car. Just do it the right way. Nobody cares, Nobody cares about your hair color. Nobody cares. I don't care what you wear, what you do, who you talk to, who you go home with, whatever your ideas are. But don't kill people. Don't block traffic. Do it the right way. Voice your opinion and keep violence out of it. It doesn't make no sense. It just makes zero sense to me. And you can hate me, say whatever you want. Everybody just needs to be able to walk down the street, ride the subway without getting stabbed by some maniac. And whether that guy was black and white that killed that Ukrainian girl, I don't think it had anything to do with it. The guy was mentally unstable. I think there's something wrong with him, And they're doing research. And I guess if you go back and look at all the killers, they're saying, well, all of them are on medicine. And I don't think they were all trans, but there's research, and they definitely keep numbers on the stuff. They probably never tell us the truth. That's a big issue with me. Apparently, this guy in Utah was dating a trans person. Whether that has anything to do with it or not, his dad was a cop for 20 years, whatever. Now, this is what you see on social media. So I don't know to believe it or not. How do you believe anything anymore? And that's the problem. I can post one thing on Big Willie, and you take it the wrong way, or I'm not you, but anybody takes it the wrong way, and next thing you know, they're trying to shut the station down, and they're trying to do this, and it could be a total farcical story, a lie, a Pagazi, whatever you want to call it, just like the stock market. It's fake money. There's money floating around everywhere, but it controls the universe. And I don't know. I get worked up over it, Dimitri. Are you still there? Knock, knock. Are you still there?
So you're saying that the three most important elements of my show are Dimitri Graffiti, your segment, and Lee Greenwood. Is that right?
Yeah, Lee Greenwood.
Well, you understand that those are the three segments that nobody hears me talk.
Well, I did my research, but I didn't research that. So So apparently, I don't know, let's do a poll and see if that's true. No, I'm joking. Oh, I'm sorry, Dimitri. No, I like listening to you, especially when the systems aren't working right and you got to scramble.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea. Hey, Mr. Big Willie, regarding your page, the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, radio station, the poll that we're conducting, do you think that we should, because we're asking the people a very simple question. Should the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page display the hateful post regarding Charlie Kirk along with the names of those people in the Valley and their employers? Do you think we should or not? Is that a bridge too far?
No, it's not a bridge too far. It's social media. I mean, if you're out there, if you're going to put it on your social media, then it's public. You know, if it's on a public platform. Now, if it's a private thing and you're trying to, and you're in a group and somebody reposted, then yeah, that could be pushing it a little too far. But if you put it out there, you know that it's on the internet and it's going to stick with you. And if any past experience tells you anything, whatever you put on there is going to stay with you the rest of your life. I don't care who you are, what you do, it's going to stick with you the rest of your life. So calm down, take 3 deep breaths, think about what you're going to say. Don't think you're going to beat the system and not get called out. Don't think you're not going to get called out by a job, especially when they don't want politics involved. And if you don't think it's true, then you look back to when our show here first started with Dimitri over a simple picture, and look what happened. So don't think it can't happen to anybody at any time. So to put it on our site, I think it's yes, because I know how Dimitri is, and Dimitri posts everything that deserves to be on there, whether it's Republican, Democrat. If you say something that you want out there and it's newsworthy and it's causing a stir, and it fits our show, then you, by golly, you better bet it's going to be on the Big Willie 105.5 page, and it's going to be on Dimitri Vasilario's page with 3 eyes.
Hold on. Say the name right. Vasilaris. It's Vasilaris. How long have you known me?
I say Vass because it rhymes with that.
Vasilaris. How long have you known me, man? Jeez. Now, what about including the name of the employer if they have the employer as part of their Facebook account?
That's fine. I mean, that's on them. Yeah, I mean, that's not, you're posting it out there. If I put something on my Facebook page, I know it's going to go to everybody.
Yeah.
And I've dealt with stuff, you know, from other ventures that I have. You have to be careful what you say, because one little word gets it all twisted.
No question. So, no question.
It used to be you just get on Facebook and say, hey, yeah, Billy Bob had a baby yesterday. Look how pretty the baby is. Or look how ugly that baby is. Send him a message. I want to buy your car. And now you got to worry about getting murdered. Now you got to worry about people getting fired. Now you got to do this. So you got to sit back, think about what you're going to say, and before you say it, because by golly, it's going to be out there for everybody to see. And it ain't just us that's posting it. It's everybody that's posting it. As soon as somebody in the Valley gets fired, whether it be a unique person from Wellsburg or somebody else that's saying something, by golly, the people are going to come down on you. And you've seen the voting already, what the Republicans did. And, you know, if we do something wrong, you look what happened to Dimitri when he said something or posted a picture of absolutely nothing, of a fundraiser event. All them crazy people went absolutely nuts. And they called all them people and all of our advertisers to try to get Dimitri in trouble and try to lose sponsorships. And what happened? Nothing happened. Zero.
We actually had more Facebook action and more listeners than we ever had in our lives. It was the best advertising campaign we ever got. It was wonderful. Hey, we got to turn you loose. The music is playing here, but try to remember my last name is pronounced Vasilaris. We'll do it again tomorrow. Hopefully, our state-of-the-art phone system will work. Okay.
Okay. Go to Big Willie Facebook page. It's on pages only. Big Willie on Facebook and Big Willie 105.5.